It was a well-attended convention. Membership throughout Sligo and Leitrim and South Donegal attended in massive numbers. And the Sligo end of the constituency was contested between myself and Councillor Thomas Healy. And I was very pleased to receive the endorsement of the membership of the party. And I was selected as a candidate for the forthcoming general election. I want to commend my colleague, Councillor Healy, who contested, and I look forward to working with him in the weeks ahead as we move towards the general election. So what Sinn Féin have decided is we have now two candidates in place, myself and my colleague, Deputy Martin Kenny, and we will bring our different experience to bear as we try and rise to that challenge to see Sinn Féin taking two seats here in Sligo Leitrim. It is a big ask, but both of us are very well-known individuals. I have experience as an MEP for nearly 5 years and 18 years as a councillor, and that gives me an understanding of many of the issues, both local, regional and nationally, that we will articulate as we come into that general election. And people will be faced with a choice this general election. They can vote for the status quo as it is, a Fine Gael-led government, or they can vote for change. And we believe very much that Sinn Féin are the party that can lead that change.
And had you ever considered perhaps stepping away from politics, or was it always going to be, you always felt like you were going to throw your hat back into the ring for this one?
Well, I'm a political activist, first and foremost, which I have been since my teens. You know, regardless of whether I had an elected platform or not, I would always be involved in politics. I'm very much committed to my ideals, my Republican ideals, of ensuring that we have a better society for all our citizens, that they have a roof over their head, that they're able to put food on the table, that they can ensure that their children have access to the best education, and we all have access to the best healthcare system, and that we do that ultimately in what I would like to see in a united Ireland. So regardless of whether there was an election or not, I would always be very much involved in my activism. But I think it's important because of the wealth of experience that I have. As I said, I was 5 years, nearly 5 years in MEP, where I would sit with commissioners and articulate the needs of our region. I sat in the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, where I would talk about the needs of small farmers and young farmers in the west of Ireland. And that, alongside my experience as a councillor, I think it's very important that I allow people to have the choice of being able to hopefully support me and send me as their TD to the Oireachtas.